Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1153. Visible translated text is as follows. 122 cross-examination. I have been in Mr. Schiff's house about 7 years. On Saturdays and holidays, Mr. Schiff generally gets up about 7 o'clock and goes to the factory when I wake him up. He never gets up unless I wake him. Mr. Schiff told me sometime afterwards he was glad I did not wake him up that day. I know it was 11 o'clock when he called up the second time, because the clock was striking. They didn't say what Mr. Frank wanted him for. Annie Hickson, C. Sworn for the defendant. I am Mrs. Ersenbach's servant. Mr. Frank called up on the telephone about 1:30 on April 26th. I told him Mr. Ersenbach was not in, and he said, "Tell Mr. Charlie I can't go to the ball game this afternoon." I told Mrs. Ersenbach about it. Cross-examination. I have been working for Mrs. Ersenbach 2 years. Mr. Frank and his wife came over to Mrs. Ersenbach's on Sunday after we had breakfast about 9 o'clock. They come over there every Sunday. I didn't pay any attention to what they talked about that morning. They were just laughing and talking like they always do. "Yes," he laughed. They were all laughing together. He wasn't nervous or excited so far as I could see. Nothing unusual about him. Don't know what they were laughing about. J.C. Matthews, sworn for the defendant. I was at Montag Brothers on April 26th. I saw Mr. Frank in the office of Montag Brothers in the morning of that day. I couldn't give you the exact time. I work at Montag Brothers, Alonzo Mann, sworn for the defendant. I am office boy at the National Pencil Company. I began working there April 1st, 1913. I sit sometimes in the outer office and around in the outer hall. I left the factory at 11:30 on April 26th. When I left there, Miss Hall, the stenographer from Montag's, was in the office with Mr. Frank. Mr. Frank told me to phone to Mr. Schiff and tell him to come down. I telephoned him, but the girl answered the phone and said he hadn't got up yet. I telephoned once. I worked there 2 Saturday afternoons of the weeks previous to the murder and stayed there until 3:30 or 4. Frank was always working during that time. I never saw him bring any women into the factory and drink with them. I have never seen Dalton there. On April 26th, I saw Holloway, Irby, McCrary, and Darley at the factory. I didn't see Quinn. I don't remember seeing Corinthia Hall, Mrs. Freeman, Mrs. White, Graham, Tillander, or Wade Campbell. I left there 11:30.